The dilemma is, how does the broader community, you and me, whether or not we're cricket tragics, behave ideally amidst the sort of sensational disruption caused by the ball tampering incident? Especially, how ought we react to the human beings at the centre of it? People like Steve Smith and David Warner and Cameron Bancroft, who, as coach Darren Lehman warned very publicly on Thursday, "These are young men," he said. "They've made a mistake. I'm worried about them," he said. They were very solemn words. Well, Gaylene Clues has thought long and hard about elite athletes and their particular psychology. She was a huge success when she came on this program when her book, Wired to Play, The Metacognitive Athlete, came out. She's a performance psychologist now, having herself been an elite athlete, and I'm delighted to welcome her now. Hello, Gaylene.
Hello.
Are you worried about these young men?
Look, I am, and I think anybody that understands sport and the pressures that are inherent in sport, you would have to be thinking that this is going to be a very vulnerable period for them.
Is there a particular element of the community's response that you think, I suppose, could be tweaked that we all need to hear?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that are important in this discussion, and one is we need to be careful that we're not scapegoating all of the ills of society onto two cricket players. Yes. So in other words, when we become disenfranchised in other areas of our life and we sometimes like to point fingers at other people, or this isn't right or that's wrong or whatever, and you can have an individual, in these cases, individuals who made a really silly mistake, and obviously there's consequences for that, but we have to be careful that we don't blow it out of proportion, because it could have a major and significantly lasting impact on their mental health and well-being.
I read a piece by Trevor Chappell, who was the famous underarm bowler, I think it's 30-something years ago, actually, and his brother, who was captain, Greg Chappell, asked him to bowl to that New Zealand batsman. And, you know, I actually thought it was utterly disgraceful because we could all see it. And he says it's ruined his life, more or less, that he's really never recovered from the shame, the sense that he's alienated from his brother. He feels it contributed to the breakdown of his marriage, contributed to even his future in cricket. So this was a very sobering reminder.
Well, I think that that's probably a very fair comment that he's actually made, and it probably helps people begin to understand that now this is like it's an emotional assault, and it's something that will be very difficult for the athletes at the end of the day to reconcile and to come over, because the last thing that they will want is to have their cricket playing career defined by this moment. And, you know, it was a dumb decision and there are consequences for that. But the fallout, because Australians love their sport and they're very big social media users, is just enormous. I mean, imagine as individuals ourselves, if every mistake or bad decision that we made in our lives was broadcast into the public arena for everybody else to have a comment on.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's moments of envy here. They've had the privilege of wearing the baggy green. You know, that's the great line, isn't it? And they've earned extremely well. And they're sort of preternaturally talented, naturally talented physically. It doesn't necessarily predispose them to manage the sorts of psychological challenges, does it?
No, it doesn't. So they're good athletes, first and foremost, and because they're good athletes, we love sport, it's an entertainment, you know, it's well paid. But when you actually look at, you know, what's going to happen next, there's probably a number of different things that I could probably provide some advice on in terms of how I think it could be better managed so it doesn't have traumatic lasting effects.
What would you suggest?
Well, I think to start off with, they need to have a good support team around them. With that support team, it provides us a level of emotional safety, and we need to feel that connectedness and that love and that support. Part of that support team would be good if someone stood up and decided that they would take a bit of a role to help manage, you know, the media fallout with this, to put some distance between the players and the media. I would recommend that, you know, the players themselves don't read any media, and anyone that's part of their support team doesn't feed them back any information that's actually being in the media. That's like putting yourself in a permanently anxious state, because the media is like this ruminating negative voice that's going around and round and round in your
because
head.
It keeps asking you how you feel.
Exactly. I would suggest they need to keep exercising, and they need to keep having structure in their routines and in their days. We know that exercise is really important for moderating mental health and well-being. So if they were to just disappear and withdraw. They would go through, you know, a neurochemical downfall. They don't need that on top of already dealing with the stresses that they're dealing with. So the structure and the routines are also really important because it puts some sort of purpose back into their lives.
Mm. Of course, it's possible they'll just say, I'll withdraw completely and stop offending people, you know, and get right out of their faces.
Look, I imagine for a period of time that they might need to feel that. They will be emotionally exhausted and they'll need, you know, a bit of time out to sort of regather. But it wouldn't be the best thing for them to withdraw completely. I mean, I would probably think if they actually maybe thought about what can we do in this next 12 months to contribute back to the cricket community. They've got skills, they've got talents, they've got abilities. Maybe they could channel some of that into the development programs and actually show a real community interest in contributing back to their sport. At the same time, they've learnt some lessons, they've learnt them the hard way, so they've got some good messages that they can share around that. And I think if they were to stay connected in the community in that way and spend their time doing that, you know, over the next year, they would gain back the respect pretty quickly, I think, of the sporting community around them.
And, of course, they'd be playing to their strengths because they know the cricket and they know that community.
Absolutely. And they have abilities and they've worked really, really hard to get to where they are as elite athletes. And so you wouldn't want to finish your career with that defining you.
Yes, we want them to re-emerge above all. Gaylene Clues, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
Gaylene Clues, joining us from Canberra on a rather scratchy line. Her website is Wired to Play. That's where you can find out details about her book, The Metacognitive Athlete. It's really good.